This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Joy Mueller on the line from Kenya Hope. And, you know, we spoke a few months ago about the threat to Kenya's girls, and more reports seem to be coming out now about child marriage, teen pregnancy, and the female genital mutilation. I want to focus today on why girls face these threats and why school is so important to protecting them. So, Joy, first of all, what's the perception of girls in rural Kenya? I mean, we hear a story like this in the West and we don't understand because we think, of course, girls are going to go to school. Is it different in Kenya?
Well, yes, it is. Girls in Kenya for many millennia have been, you know, they're viewed as their sole purpose is to be married and to raise children and to take care of the family. So there are very defined roles for girls in Kenya. Like in the Maasai culture, the women are responsible for making the house. They take care of the animals a lot. The men are seen in many cultures as the warriors, the providers. So the lion's share of the work for providing for the home falls on the women. So that's why many times, and it is a very male-dominated society, so the men or the boys are given first preference to go to school. So you're going to find that even the last decade or two decades, it has started to change where more girls are seen in school. Many times they'll start very young, and like preschool, first and second grade, you'll see quite a number of girls. But as the grades go higher, there are fewer and fewer girls. And then as you get to high school, the numbers even drop even more because the family is going to be more willing to pay for the boy to go on for higher education than they will the girl out in these very remote communities.
And, you know, you hit on something that I kind of wanted to ask you about because this Al Jazeera article came out last week, and it mentioned how, you know, this could potentially undo the past couple decades of work to get girls recognized. What's happening in the communities where you work? Is it, you know, are girls facing these kind of risks, or is it different than what some of these articles highlight? What are you guys encountering?
In every community, because in Kenya there are 42 different tribes, so there are a lot of similarities throughout their tribes, but each tribe does have specific things to their tribe that and their culture that they put into practice. But it is true that schools provide a level of protection for girls. If a girl is in school and doing well, that protects her from a lot of times the FGM cuttings from the early marriages. And the teachers, and especially your headmistresses and headmasters, are a level of protection too. And now that schools are closed, the families are resorting to their traditional traditions of cutting their girls. Typically they cut them, and once they're cut, then they're ready for marriage because many of the men will not accept a girl that has not been cut. So therefore, then these girls that are now married, their opportunity to going back to school is done. So it is true that you're going to see a setback in a lot of these more rural communities in Kenya because these girls that were in school and doing well no longer can go back to school because now they've been cut and they've been married off, and of course they're going to be pregnant and they're going to have all the responsibilities that their culture puts on them that they need to now fulfill.
And food is one of the driving factors to, you know, it's one less mouth to feed if families can marry off the girls. Plus, it comes with a dowry, so that gives money to buy food for the family. And you mentioned in your email something about food relief. Can you tell me more about what you're doing?
Some of this has been driven, the marrying off of the girls, the cuttings, has been economically driven. One, they have a lot of time on their hand because of the school closure. Secondly, they're in an economic crunch. And families with girls see this as an economic boost because they receive money and cows and other things for their daughters, because there is still the bride price in place in these rural communities in Kenya. The families in Kenya are facing really harsh food crisis right now, with escalating prices, with drought conditions. So since April of this year, Kenya Hope has been striving to really help alleviate the all these stresses on these families with not being able to get enough food. So we've been providing, as the Lord's provided money, food relief to, well, we've provided now over 2,000 families in Kenya in the communities we work, a substantial amount of food relief each month. And we are just really trusting God to grant us the grace and the funds to complete this year with giving food relief to each of the communities we work in.
And, of course, we will connect our listeners with the, you know, the link so they can tangibly donate and support that work. But we want to surround everything in prayer, of course. So how would you like people to pray about the issue with the girls, but then Kenya in general?
Well, pray for our pastors and our directors and our different communities, because this is a huge burden. We are all so deeply grieved for the situation that these young girls are finding themselves in. Pray for the pastors as they address this very difficult subject, when they're addressing an issue that deals with something that's been so ingrained in their cultures. Pray that the Lord would provide the funding needed to supply the food that we need to get to these communities, so that our communities are not in starvation mode with lack of food, and they don't have the funds because the open air markets are still closed. They can't go and sell their goats and their cows to get money to go buy food. Pray that the country can continue to open up and that schools will open up so that we can get kids back in school in safe environments.